There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here. It's Mark.
And Johnson.
For those of you wondering where Ian is, I know we're starting a new hour, new station's coming on. Ian is off tonight at a city council meeting trying to save the people of Keene from getting increased parking fines up from $5. So there you go. The White Knight rides again.
So I just want to quickly mention, Mark, on the break we've been talking about, like, you know, low-carb diet stuff. And last Thursday I had brought up something about people like who are glucose intolerant, and there was a study that said that... gluten intolerant, and see, I'm thinking of that low-carb stuff. But anyway, I brought up something that said that gluten intolerance was maybe not a real thing. There was a study that was done, and I had a listener who sent me a more current study that suggests that gluten intolerance potentially is a real thing. But looking at both of these studies, it seemed a little inconclusive, and the original study basically suggested that people who are gluten intolerant, a good portion of them, for sure, absolutely, who went on a low FODMAP diet, right?
That's a FODMAP?
The FODMAP is that particular short chain carbohydrates, essentially, is the way to boil it down. Let's just boil it down.
Sugars,
that's the easy way. Most sugars, yeah, a lot of sugars, certain starchy carbs, simple carbs. That those people who went on low FODMAP diets rather than low carb diets were able to, or sorry, rather than no gluten diets, that they were able to eat gluten and have it not affect them in a way that was like celiac, or, you know, not affect them completely badly.
Okay.
So if they were on a low FODMAP diet, that it sort of shielded them from their gluten intolerance.
Is this your version of a retraction?
Sort of. I mean, what I'm saying is I guess the information seems to me to be inconclusive. There are two studies, and the first one had more information in it. This was a sort of a study from late 2013, and then there's now a study that was released in early 2015 that says that gluten intolerance may be real. But essentially, the first study said that, and I don't think that the second study controlled for this, which was that people on low FODMAP diets did not experience gluten sensitivity.
There you go.
That's essentially what it was. So, yeah, sorry, it's a little complicated, a little weird, but, you know, my thought is, hey, if you think you're gluten intolerant, try going a low FODMAP diet. Maybe it'll...
And look up FODMAP first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think they're going to be able to do that if they don't know what... But, so maybe try that and see if, your gluten intolerance goes away. Just to be more specific, I mean, there are so many different things that are FODMAPs that, you know, you could really specify, maybe it's onions, you know, like maybe it's some one of those things that are a particular short-chain carbohydrate that's bugging people. And it's, you know, I think too many people are just going, it's gluten! Ah! And, you know, knocking all the gluten out of their diet, and maybe that's not what they need to do. You know, maybe that's not specific enough, and you could be more specific, and then that would be a much better way to live, I would think. You know, you're not cutting out as much out of your diet.
There's so many choices with gluten-free diets at this point that it hardly makes much difference. I mean, you know.
I don't know about
go
that.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Might as well. You
sure.
Want to go gluten-free, have fun.
Your diet strategy is carpet bombing. That's how I feel, like, cutting out everything of a particular type, but...
This article that we were reading in the last hour, I think, has a lot more in it. Basically, it's from The Guardian, and what it's talking about is how the disparity between white and black Americans regarding their trust of the police and the overall diminishment in trust of the police since the early 80s. So the chart here basically looks at whites and blacks with their comfort and trust in the police. And in 1981, the answer was 81% of whites and 72% of blacks sort of had a positive confidence in the police. It's called a confidence gap. Whereas today, basically in, I think it was June 2014, that has diminished from whites from 81 to now 58, big drop. It's more than 20 points. And that's 20% of whites just, no longer trust the police. And blacks from 72% down to 31%. That's twice the drop.
Right.
And
it's still a majority of whites by a small margin that have trust in the police, 58%. But 32%, I mean, that's like less than people who still like Bush at the end of his term.
So there's a couple of issues in this chart that police departments need to look at, and they need to stop looking out and saying, all those people hate us. We're a persecuted class. I mean, you can almost hear this in the voices of some police officers that have called into the show. Others have completely understood that, look, you're not a persecuted class if you're the ones with the guns that get to do whatever you want.
Right.
At some point or another, you need to start looking internally, and this is my recommendation to police departments around America.
I want to bring up a compare and contrast, because this is kind of interesting. I'm just running through, my brain is running through statistics here, and I'm thinking like to myself, wait a minute. Among blacks, you're saying that the approval rating for police is 32%, which is
31. Yeah,
31%. So that's what's crazy to me is that isn't Congress's current approval rating 11%?
It hovers even lower than that.
That's amazing to me.
Congress comes in like just below cholera and roaches.
What's absolutely amazing and outstanding about that is this. I would think that the police approval rating would be lower than that. It's just kind of interesting that it's even that high.
A 20 to 30 point confidence gap has separated black opinion and white opinion about policing since the early 90s, according to the Gallup data. The data was last published in 2014 before some of the most high profile police killings. This stuff is before Garner, before Ferguson, before Tamir Rice,
right,
the 12-year-old, and before this most recent one in South Carolina, North Charleston. The gap in confidence in police between black and white poll respondents was measured at only 9 points in 1981, but by 1993, 2 years after the King beating that sparked the Los Angeles riots, it had grown to 24%. In 95, 91% of white respondents in polling conducted by Gallup said they had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the police. The number for black respondents was 65%. So that's a nearly 30% gap. A gap in options about police opinions, ran along income lines, too, with a 13-point spread between the top 20% of earners and the bottom 20%. So what a surprise if you're, in the lower classes, somehow or another you believe that police are – you have less confidence.
It's also – okay, so this is also an interesting fact to me, that the economic spread is only 13 points and that the racial spread was wider. That seems to me to be a very strong indicator that the reality of racism among the police is extremely true, because if it were really just, poor people, I would think that if the police weren't actively being racist, that the spread amongst the economic divide would be wider than the spread amongst the racial divide.
Yeah, I would like to believe that police aren't, making choices based on race and that sort of thing, but I did a thought experiment with myself, and I've got to say that I didn't do well from my own point of view. And here's what I asked myself. If somebody in government decides the way to solve this problem with the disparity in race is to hire nothing but black cops from here on out, for the next 5 years we're going to hire nothing but black police officers. And then I attempted to live in that world, and then I tested my emotions compared to that. And, I could see that makes me uncomfortable. And it's not because of who obviously I put the criteria together. So it's not about there'd be some white people that should be cops that don't get hired. That's not what I'm talking about, me feeling uncomfortable. What I'm thinking is that somehow this is going to, it's going to be not so great for me as somebody who's going to be perceived of as white by these black cops. And I would ask you, how do you feel if you're white about the idea of, let's just hire black cops from here on out? If you don't think there's a racial problem, then there shouldn't be a racial problem if we hire black cops. What does that make you think? I mean, maybe I'm
going to take on this.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We also have a Skype option for you if you want to sound a bit better. Usually. I mean, you know, depends on your setup. But you can call us lrn.fm is our username on Skype. You send us a contact request. We'll approve it in, you know, within a few minutes. And, you know, just do that. So that'll make it easy for you. It's lrn.fm on Skype and 855-450-FREE. On the telephone, Express Coin's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether they're, you know, whatever you want to get, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, or wire transfer. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. It's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. Had a guy interested in doing some online trading. And, you know, if you want to learn how to do the charts and all that stuff, those things apply just as easily in cryptocurrencies as they do anything else. And you can get in and do it with a lot less money with cryptocurrencies. So you can buy your first cryptocurrency with ExpressCoin.com and then send it to one of the exchanges, the ones that you trust. I've used BTCE, BTC-E.com in the past, and, you know, I don't have any complaints, but your mileage may vary. I'm not recommending them, just saying what my experience has been. And the thing that's neat about cryptocurrencies is the exchanges never close. There's no closing of the Forex exchange. It's going on all the time. So it's ExpressCoin.com, and use coupon code FTL, and you can get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee. And even when you get more than $40 worth, it's still quite a good deal. It's ExpressCoin.com/coupon code FTL. Going on with the article from The Guardian, polling about confidence in police is too occasional to draw direct correlations between the emergence of police brutality videos, such as the King beating footage, which was recorded on a Sony Handycam and is considered by many to be the first viral video, and changes in public opinion. But after 1995, with high-profile police killings and better data, public confidence in police among both black and white respondents took a 30-point plunge from which it has yet to recover. And the police departments need to look at this. This is really important. This is something you can take steps to rectify. By that, I mean the police departments. They can do some things. I think that police wearing cameras that can't be tampered with by the individual officer, that is going to take a long step. I also think that footage should be loaded up directly onto the Internet. I think that, we as the employers of these police officers should be able to see, it should be streamed right to the Internet so we can see what our employees are doing. So I expect that's a little too much transparency for the government today, but I think that it's a good step. The proliferation of video technology with the standard inclusion of video cameras in iPhones after 2009 expanded the number of incidents of police brutality caught on tape. Many of the most prominent examples of police killings caught on video are from recent years.
I have another possible event.
What is it?
On October 3rd, 1995, the verdict was delivered in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I can tell you, white people really felt put out in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Right.
I remember being in prison when that was announced, and I saw the reactions. I worked in the staff canteen serving coffee to the police, and the officers, not very happy generally, especially, you know, the majority of the officers were white, not very happy with the verdict. But the inmates, overjoyed. Yay! I don't know. What does that mean? How would that affect it? You got me. Let's go to Troy calling in from Minnesota, see what Troy's got to say on this. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, everybody, you know, and I mean, I understand what the officer did was wrong. But what about the responsibility of these people that are getting shot? Why don't they just comply with the officer's request? Why do they have to run? Why do they have to act like they do? I mean, if they just take some responsibility themselves and not put themselves and the officer into these situations, things would be a lot better.
It probably comes down to trust, would be my guess. Like, what you are saying, Troy, sounds extraordinarily white, right? Like, if you and I, and I'm going to go ahead and say that I don't self-identify as white, but I bet you everybody looks at me and says that. And because I don't claim a race, I think race is a silly conversation. But I get where, you know how it affects my life. I'm clear on that. The fact is that you and I have a reasonable confidence that we're not going to get our teeth kicked in if we just comply. But I would say that there's according to these numbers, a distinct lack of confidence. That's what these numbers say, is that 31% of blacks have confidence that the police are going to treat them well. That means that the vast majority don't.
Or do they just have a guilty conscience and they try to get away from the cops or cause problems with the officers when they get pulled over because they know they have warrants and stuff out for their,
You don't think 69% of blacks are like sort of these ghetto dwellers or something criminals, do you? I mean, the vast majority of black people are working for a living and, doing the same stuff we're doing all day long.
Right. But it goes down to basically common sense. If an officer tells you to do something, I don't care if you're black, white, Chinese, whatever. Comply with his request, and things will go a lot easier. You know,
have you seen the videos of the police beating the hell out of people who are in handcuffs?
Yeah, I've seen them. You know, and I mean, that's why we have attorneys to go back after them.
I don't want to take a punch from a police officer, and I don't have the money for an attorney, and I'm not interested in having my face brutalized.
I'm just saying, guys, a lot of times, it's better to comply than it is to try to run, because all you're doing then, too, is adding charges on, you know?
Well, I mean, it depends on if you get away, right? Like, I mean, we just got some numbers that said police are the fattest job description out there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, can you imagine doing their job? And, I mean, I've got a lot of friends that are cops, and I've got a lot of friends that are in the construction business, as you know. And, it's like, okay, you're rolling out here in the middle of nowhere, you're by yourself in your squad, you pull somebody over, and it's like, okay, you don't know what type of situation you're walking up into. You got butterflies in your stomach, and it's like, okay, is this guy going to pull a gun out when I come walking up to the side of the car? How's this guy going to react? You know? I mean, I think what's going on out there, people have just lost respect for authority.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about here. But you got to stop blaming the people for it. The authority had the respect in 1981. Why did they lose the respect for the authority? It might have something to do with the authority.
And I think a lot of problems out there is you got a lot of these cops by themselves, these officers. When think back in the day, most officers, there was two people in each squad car, there was two sheriffs in each car, and now they're by themselves. You know, if you have another person there with you, there was a lot less crap going on.
That could be it. Thanks for the call, Troy. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Will two cops in a car solve all our problems? Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Why don't you write that number down? Get it in your phone so that when you want to call, you can do that. Because this is what happens, right? You think, well, I'd call, but I just don't know what the number is because I can't give it every minute. But if you take it down right now, 855-450-3733. It's been the same number for years. We did have an older one at one point, but, trust me, it'll be good for a long time. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris calling in from Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, guys. This is Chris from the police state of Connecticut. I do always remember 855-450-FREE. I've got that committed to memory at this point. I wanted to address the last caller, Troy.
If you don't have it committed to memory, you hate liberty.
It's an easy one.
Well, we try.
Anyway, the last caller is exhibiting like the classic slave mentality of comply or die. And, you know, this recent guy in South Carolina just basically died for a busted taillight was the root of it. And, you know, Eric Garner in New York died for a cigarette was the root of it. And this whole comply or die mentality, it makes me sick. It's it's basically a modern-day equivalency, in my mind, of bowing your head before, like, King Henry VIII.
But if you didn't bow your head, the reason that the reason for bowing traditionally in Western cultures was essentially bearing your neck to the sovereign.
Yes.
That way the sovereign could cleave your head from your shoulders. You were showing such fidelity to the state in that point, the sovereign individual.
Your spinal cord belonged to King Henry VIII. And I just want to address a second point of his, and that was...
Well, let me go on to the first one here real quick.
Sir,
I'd say the advice is sound. When when I've read stories written by, you know, folks from the black community talking about, what to do when you get stopped. And the answer is, say yes, sir. You know, get your Sunday manners on and be polite.
Yes, officer.
Yeah. Say it over and over again. Because what it does is it signals. It's free, right?
Like, well, if you call them sir, you might get shot. You got to be careful.
Why is that?
Well, they like officer. It's an officiating title.
Nah, I've been every time I've dealt with somebody, it's a sir has been just fine. But maybe your mileage may vary.
It has.
So, this is reasonably good advice for getting the best result. It's just that at some point, when people feel a little surly, things don't go so well, right? Like, and the question is in a free country, should an individual be able to feel surly without it being a death sentence? And I think generally, you should. Like, a professional should be able to handle somebody who's, not complying so well without killing them, without escalating the situation. Sometimes it's going to be necessary, but certainly not every time.
And I'd agree. From my experience, probably 50% of them do handle it pretty professionally when you call them sir and kind of cover them. A second point I'd like to address Troy, the last cop-loving caller on, was he was saying, I wouldn't want their job. It's hard. You never know what you're going to get. And to that, I would say, well, yes, I wouldn't want their job either, because committing armed robbery, kidnapping, extortion, and ransoming on a daily basis is dangerous work. And whether you're doing it for...
It's not dangerous. It's just not dangerous. Being a police officer is not dangerous. It's not even in the top 10 dangerous professions. You also have to, the most dangerous part of being a police officer is driving a car, because they're on the road a lot, and driving is a dangerous task.
Regardless of that chart, Mark, the act of approaching somebody with a hand on a gun and basically robbing them, potentially kidnapping, ransoming, extorting them under color of law, be it because you work for some kind of racketeering organization calling itself a municipal corporation, it's still robbery, extortion, kidnapping, etc., arose by another name, still arose, correct?
And I'm not disagreeing with that part. I'm just disagreeing that it's dangerous. It's rare that you're dealing with a situation where police officers are sort of killed in the line of duty the way we think of it, in a hail of gunfire going down against the criminals.
But on an individual basis, the act of robbing somebody, committing highway robbery, is a dangerous act. I mean, statistically, it might not bear out because people are so scared of him at this point and obedient and compliant, but it's still dangerous. So, I wouldn't want their job either, is all I'm saying. And to that, I'll yield the rest of my time, Mark.
You have more time? Thanks.
You have the time I give to you, son.
855, 453. Do you see it like Chris does? He claims that these police officers are committing robbery, essentially. And Mark Stevens called in and basically asked what gives them legitimacy. I think that we need protection services. Of that, there seems to be no doubt. We need, life can be dangerous, right? Without police, there's probably you'll see an increase in crime, assuming, of course, accepting state crime, state-sponsored crime. And, could we do this in the free market? Is there any way that we can protect ourselves, have the sort of protection we want in a free market? It seems like what policing organizations, these monopolies that are set up by municipal corporations, it seems like what they excel at is these malum prohibitum laws. Like, people can't do this thing or that thing. Drugs come to mind, all kinds of things that don't have victims. Basically, gambling, the possession of certain firearms, that kind of thing. Whereas we have security organizations already, they don't have the power that police do, but they're able to protect things, and they have responsibility and culpability for their actions. I think that's kind of important. It says here, going on with the Guardian article, of even audio footage of police killing people may make officers uncomfortable. Body camera studies have shown a decrease in the use of force by police officers, just for having body cams. And the officer in South Carolina appears to have been making claims over his radio, not knowing that he was being filmed. But such footage may not make white people trust officers any less. Even before the Garner killing, the gap in confidence in police expressed by white people and black people was at an all-time high, 27%. 27 points. This is confidence. In June 2014, 58% of white respondents said that they had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in police, while only 31% of black respondents said so. Hispanics' attitudes about police have closely tracked the American average, according to Gallup. Black residents stood out in the Gallup data for varying attitudes about police depending on whether they lived in an urban or non-urban area. For the years 2006 to 2014, 38% of black respondents from non-urban areas expressed confidence in police versus 26% from urban areas. That's a 12-point disparity. So even just living in a city, and it's true for whites too, not nearly as high. The gap of 12 points was far larger than the 5-point gap for Hispanic people and 2-point gap for white people living in urban versus rural areas. Let's go to Susan calling in from St. George, Utah. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to call in about this topic because my brother James Nolan Walker was a Navy veteran with an honorable discharge.
Okay.
And he was murdered by three sheriffs at Delta County, Colorado. There was a 911 call, and he had no criminal history. He was 39 years old. In his front yard on his own land. He owned half the property, taking care of my mom. And we don't know if he had post-traumatic stress or what had happened. He had been in, on a ship, USS Forrestal, for 6 years in the Navy in the first Gulf War.
Uh-huh.
And he came back there, and that was in his younger years, and we don't know if he was having, like, a stress episode or whatever, but the neighbors had called thinking there was something domestic going on. My mother was elderly. He took care of her. And they talked to him from 11:30 to 3:30, and then they brought in the SWAT, walked away, said there was no problem, and three of the officers got in position, and they shot him with two 308 sniper rifles and a 12-gauge shotgun. Jeez. And, yeah, they blew my brother. My brother was the most gentle person in the whole world, and we
tried. Susan, I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you for calling in on this. You know, this is what happens when, people that are untrained in dealing with mental health issues run up on mental health issues. That is what it sounds like. Obviously, we weren't there. We don't know what occurred, but something's got to change. There's far more people being killed in this country by police than there are in other Western civilized countries. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Commit it to memory. You'll take me. 855-450-3733, LRN.FM on Skype. We've been talking about sort of the disparity between whites and blacks and their confidence level with police and the diminishing confidence level of all Americans in police over the course of the last three decades. And it's, it's interesting stuff. But there's no avoiding dealing with legal stuff in your life. Like it or not, you can't avoid this stuff. LegalZoom.com, however, can make it less painful and less costly by a good margin. So if you need legal forms, like maybe leases or a bankruptcy form or disability benefits, trademark, prenups, name changes, copyrights, deed transfers, I just said that, sorry, leases. You can get them at LegalZoom.com, and you use coupon code FTL and you can save. So it's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL, save $10, and they make it a lot easier. I've got to say I did my will over there, and they just ask you a series of questions, and they spit out the form. It's really relatively painless. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Brian, listening in Nashua. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, can you hear me okay? I'm on my Bluetooth.
Yeah, I think it sounds good.
Great. I want to call because not about this police shooting, but about victimless crimes. The reason why I want to call is because here on Free Talk Live, frequently the hosts of the show talk about victimless crimes, and I was wondering what the thoughts were about the concept of victimless crimes, as they're often called here, vis-a-vis the idea of whether or not there are crimes when society is the victim.
I think you've got to do, you know, you got to go one better. But, you know, why don't you give me the example? Are you thinking of something particular in your head that bothers you?
Yeah, specifically the situation, I believe it was in Atlanta, where 10 school teachers were falsifying the test of students.
Sure.
And they ended up committing fraud. They got arrested. They're going to jail. And that's a situation where you look at it and you say, okay, well, the students, they all got passing grades, or they got better grades as a result of the teachers falsifying their tests. The teachers were getting more pay because the students' test scores were linked to their performance on these standardized tests. And so you could look at it from a point of view of, well, there was really no victim in this case. But I would argue, which I don't think would be a predominant notion on from the host of Free Talk Live, that this would actually be a situation in which society really loses, because you have kids being promoted through grades that probably should be kept back.
Okay, well, I'd take it from a different angle, I'd say there's a crime committed, and that crime is, first off, foremost, against those kids. Those kids are being treated as though they got better scores than they did, and that means that people are, you know, the school system is going to treat them differently than what they need to be treated. This is assuming you have a good school system.
I disagree with you on that one.
But the fact is that society itself is damaged by the government school systems. I mean, when you're talking about the United States, public schools have been diminishing against in international standards over the years, and you know, this basically, when you're talking about public schools, you're talking about the worst school in a given geographic area, and it's so bad we all have to fund it. So
you're generalizing. I mean about the specific case of
specifically those kids are the victims.
Okay, in this specific case, I think Mark has a point to say that the kids are the victims, but I think also even more directly, the parents are the victims, and the parents are the victims in that they are paying to send their child to be educated in an institution that is lying about educating their children. Period. So that's theft. That's fraud.
The parents and the children are the victims in this case.
Yeah, I'd also say the taxpayers of that given geographic area are victims, too.
But you would not say that in general when these students move on, and presumably, let's suppose that they were given better grades than they really deserved throughout their entire careers for, you know, maybe this has happened systematically for years and years and years. So
I think the point that we're skipping over here, and the only reason why this sort of fictitious situation...
No, this is factual
well,
situation.
Well, sure, a factual situation, but it's sort of a fiction that's created that allows this weird sort of, hypothetical to occur, which is that... there's no market signals here because it's government education. If I were to be going to college and they were giving me fake scores and I were paying for my own education, there'd be a very clear market signal that, hey, I want to learn what I can use to perform in the, you know, into the global marketplace to get a job, right? But that market signal doesn't exist because these kids are being forced to go to school and the costs are being hidden because they're forced to pay.
I don't know that I agree
with
that.
I agree that government schools are a tragedy and they're doing a big disservice to our country. But that being said, in this particular case with the students being promoted when they shouldn't be through the grades, in my opinion, this is something that is a crime against society. Because
well, let me ask you this then, Brian.
Just to finish this point, that inevitable endpoint is that you have people who are being promoted through grades who should not be getting promoted
right
through those grades. So you have people who don't know what they ought to know to be where they are. It's kind of like...
Well, I got you, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So in a private school, surely there's a private school teacher that has cheated in order to make her students' tests look better. Did she commit a crime against society? Or he?
Certainly, because that individual who's
well, I think that
is there anyone that would benefit from? Is there anyone in society that would benefit from children coming out with lower grades or with lower knowledge but higher grades?
I don't think so.
I didn't hear all that.
What if you're a drug dealer?
I don't know what you're precisely getting at, but
what I'm getting at is that society is a nonsense concept, and that there are some people who would appreciate students coming out dumber.
There certainly are. Most of them work for the government.
Democrats do, certainly, but just in general, so, it's something that's horrible for our society.
What society?
Johnson, for God's sakes! Okay, so look, Johnson's right on the society thing, but he's sort of badgering you all the way through it, and I don't think that there's any point in that.
Playing the role of Ian.
Science, society benefits from lots of things, right? Like, society's better off that we know that fire exists. Society's better off that we have the wheel. Society's better off from a lot of things, including people getting good educations. And so, therefore, from a standpoint, I would say that public schools generally are crime against society, but not necessarily the teachers in them. I would say, however, a teacher choosing to cheat is a tort against the students, against the parents who are paying, the funders, and the parents of those students. And in most cases, the funders and the parents are the same people. So, no, I don't consider it a crime against society because there's no one really to take up the banner.
It's interesting that you have that take because I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I absolutely disagree. I think it hurts society. It hurts the other kids who are competing against that kid.
Yep.
No, nobody should get further.
But this is what society gets for having public schools. This is society is getting its just desserts by creating a public school system in the first place.
Mark, private schools, and this was also happening among the private schools, on a huge basis, it would be the same thing, that society is getting idiots into positions where they shouldn't be higher up in higher grades.
Let me ask this question. I want to interject here, Mark, real quick. Sorry. I want to ask the question. Do you think that it's a dangerous notion to think that you know what's best for society?
I think that everybody has ideas of what they think is best for society.
They sure do. And you know what opinions are like.
It's like having referees give preferential treatment during sports games. And when it's not fair, and I know life is unfair.
We need a level playing field.
Right. I would say that I benefit, answer your question, Johnson, I benefit from teachers cheating in public schools because I am an advocate that public schools go away. And so when the natural consequence of these
dumb factories,
these forced test giving, these forced situations where teachers have to give tests is that at some point or another, people will give up on the concept of public schools, forcing the funding of the worst school in a given geographic area. So I benefit. How about that, Brian? I get the benefit from these teachers.
I couldn't disagree.
I want this to happen.
At the end of the day, there are a lot of stupid people who think that public schools, government schools, think that government is great, blah, 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 that that's great for society. But at the end of the day, we can all see that kids who are taught in private schools and homeschooled kids and other foreign countries, that they do a hell of a lot better of a job than our schools do. And yet we keep on falling away and away and away education-wise.
Brian,
the fact that we have so many college graduates, it's amazing.
Call me back with another one of these things where society gets hurt later, because I think they're an interesting question. I think it's keep mulling it over.
And consider stopping using the word our and we and society so much.
855-453. 855-4503.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.